This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Monday, the 8th of May, so we have 1 week under our belts already. Jennifer, how many more? Jennifer loves it when I do this. Well, let's see. We're halfway through spring. That's a way of marking the time, much as anything else. We are graced by the presence of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, here to tell some better stories. Our strong connection with you begins with us being able to tell good stories. We are storytellers, in a manner of speaking. Some people may not look upon those people who do this. Was that a pee that I popped?
I don't usually. I heard pop a popped pee.
Peas on these.
But I like to pop a pee, so don't worry about it.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, not.
I'm a pee popper from way back.
Are you a people pee popper, or are you like the pink purple people eater?
Wow.
People popper.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of peas.
And what did you do during the news? Ah, that too. Okay. Anyway, we have a pea product to discuss with people and stories and stuff. Maybe enough of that. All right, here's a good this is a good story. From Beantown, doctors here have performed a groundbreaking brain surgery on a baby that is still inside the womb. And this is courtesy of AI in part. So maybe there's some good stuff here. This was at Brigham and Women's over the weekend. A groundbreaking surgery on a baby that had a brain problem. Apparently the blood flow to the brain wasn't right. And they had a 30-week ultrasound that showed this, which I find amazing as well. These little teeny things in your brain, and they can see those. So apparently this baby was growing okay inside the mom. The routine ultrasound that was done last week, there was a vein of, what, I don't know, vein of Galen, is that what it's called? G-A-L-E-N? That's not important. It's a rare blood vessel abnormality. It happens once in every 60,000 babies. So 34 weeks in, this team repairs the baby's malformation while she's still in the uterus.
Wow.
Good
that
God.
That's like some Grey's Anatomy stuff.
I know,
yeah.
Totally.
Like, this is something that is only scripted on television or in films, and it's real. And apparently the baby's been born and is thriving.
Yeah. Fixed it.
It's amazing.
26 days now into it. It's really pretty. It is. It's very amazing. It's one of those things, and to be lauded, if you will. Good for them that they were able to do that. A lot of people talk about Kevin Costner and his wife, Christine, filing for divorce. 18 years of marriage. Was he or wasn't he? Did he or didn't he? Can he or can't he? Apparently this has disrupted the set of Yellowstone to the point where Costner says, okay, I'm done. Last season, no more Yellowstone.
That he was going to be gone anyway, and that they were going to bring in like a new version of Yellowstone with Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they have all these generations.
They keep doing that, too.
Yeah. Look at all of the... They had Harrison Ford do one series, a group, and then they had Faye Hill and her husband, and that was actually... That was a very good... That and Sam Elliott was in it. That was... What did they call it? 1884, I think.
It was
a little
really good.
Violent, but it was very, very, very well done, I thought. And the girl... was the focus of it was.
Oh my gosh, that beautiful, that girl is gorgeous.
Yeah.
The one that played the daughter.
Yeah, right.
But I think a lot of people liked Kevin Costner, and here's the deal with him. Like, I know we still consider him to be an A-lister, like an A-list actor, but he really hadn't done anything, at least that I'm aware of, in the run up to Yellowstone. I feel like this was really good for his career, right?
Yeah.
It had been a long time, and I don't know, he's always had that reputation of being difficult and annoying.
Oh. Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe this was a good way for them to get out and bring someone else in and kind of formulate something new. I don't know.
Well, but is he or isn't he? What's the big, and why does it make any difference? Leave them alone, I suppose, the other side of it is. And let's not talk about their...
There are plenty of people who have been able to have a divorce and still continue working. But the rumor was that he was having an affair with someone on the crew or on the set or something like that. But I don't know if that was real or if they had ever, if that was ever confirmed.
There are those who say, well, Kelly Riley is his daughter on the series. And whether there was any hoochie-boochie going on with him, with her, I can't imagine that they would. I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. What I do know, she's married on the show to Cole Hauser, who is Hauser of Hauser in Los Angeles. My son has nothing good to say about him. What do you know about him, Jennifer?
Anything? I don't know anything about him. Mm-mm.
Apparently he's a... Brendan's has a friend who is... And if you look at the picture, he's friends with Kelsey... Is it Asbill? Maybe that's who... Anyway, so supposedly. Anyway, who cares? It's just so much rumoring. And sometimes that becomes fun.
So
sometimes.
Give us the good juice. So he doesn't like Cole Hauser? Why?
Because he apparently is blanking everybody on the set that he can.
Oh.
And so listen.
Allegedly.
Yes. Right. Exactly. All right. Here's a Colorado woman who found a shockingly big snake in the wall of her home. There you go. How'd you like to buy a new home?
Huh? Horrifying.
Good I gotta tell you, if I found a snake in here, I just have to light a match and walk away. I don't know.
Run the house down. Yep. And they were big snakes too in her garage wall. She was unpacking. Her dog started walking slowly. Came over to see what he was looking at. She thought it was a spider or something like that. And then there were these holes and the snakes slithering up and down the wall. Ooh, don't like spiders and snakes. Anyway, so she spent a lot of money trying to remove the snakes. They hired a snake wrangler. How'd you like that to be on your card?
No,
hey, I'm
you.
Doug Steffen, snake wrangler.
One career you can be sure I will never try.
Yeah,
well, it's whenever you're buying a new home, you have the inspector come in, but the inspector can't see behind walls, and it's not like they are cutting holes out just to check the structure,
see
the bones and everything.
Snakes,
yes, yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, here's another one. In Texas... An odor led to hospitalizations.
Oops.
Canceled classes last week caused by stink spray. A student confessed to using stink spray in a prank that sent six students to the hospital. Come on.
Well, it's that time of year.
Thrown out of school.
No, well, they're graduating.
Is it fart spray?
It's senior prank stuff. Like, this happens every May. And there are some kids that get in trouble, and they will still graduate, but they will not be able to walk during commencement.
Walk down, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, but this is just that time of year.
It's called Hansgault fart spray.
Apparently it was really powerful. The fact that it
sent people to the hospital. I know, come on.
How do they can fart spray? That's what I want to know.
And you were like, this could be my new lucrative business opportunity.
Yeah.
I've got a factory inside of me.
Right. Let's capture as much as we can.
Only I could capture this.
As often as we can. Yeah, right. There you go. Okay. You know what? I want to go back to wokeism. Because I want to take advantage of Jennifer for a couple of minutes before we have to spend some time talking about Balance 7 and what's going on. We are having the end of the year. Colleges are finished. And so somebody has done a performance analysis of woke and some of the things that are coming from some of the universities that are, you know, the words and phrases. For example, in the parlance... Problem, the word problem used to refer to people who are implying that they should come to America. I don't like this example. Oh, here's another one. The ableist term for business hours unfairly favoring the ambulatory. So you're not supposed to use ableist. If you have a sign on the door of your store, it says ableist. That's supposed to not be used. Open hours are preferred by the woke crowd because the ableist, A-B-L-E-I-S-T, favors the ambulatory. And we don't want to do that, so just put on your store open hours. All right, let's see here. What else have we got? The term immigrant. What do we use to refer to immigrants or immigration, seen as potentially harmful because it identifies or labels a person based on a single characteristic, namely their non-native status. And the solution to that problem with the wokers is use person who has immigrated instead of immigrant. Huh?
What that's like nonsense? With illegal immigrants, it takes away some of the humanity, especially in that murder situation. And they're saying undocumented citizens keeps the humanity in place.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. There's one other. No longer supposed to talk about people who are abused. Instead, it's a person who has been impacted by negativity.
I think that's something of what the victim wants, because some victims want to not necessarily be a victim. They don't want to be identified as a victim. They want to show their strength.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I can see that both ways.
Say that, and they want that to be said, but I don't think people should be jumped on for saying the wrong words these days.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
People just
both should be acceptable.
Know. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something that's good. Balance 7, Jennifer and I had my first nip of the Balance 7, like having a nip, right?
It's like a little shot. It's a one-ounce shot. So actually, it's very funny that you said that, because last night before my mom left, I said, you want to do shots, 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 shots. And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm going to take my Balance 7. You want some?
And what did she say?
Of course. She took a little shot. And because it's great. If you start to feel like you have, you know, the sour stomach, or you feel like you've got a little heartburn or something going on, this stuff, it just wipes it out. I love using it. I use it every day. And this weekend I was off schedule because I was sleeping a little bit longer instead of my crazy normal schedule. And so I would forget and go, oh, wait a second, I need to take my Balance 7, because it really does make your stomach feel a lot better.
It's good for you. Good for your stomach. Your stomach is the seat of all good and all evil in your body. That's what Balance 7 is all about, addressing the difference or the acid buildup, equalizing it. That's what the 7 is all about, because the scale is 1 to 14. You want a 7. Right now, if you use my name, Doug, when you call 800-793-9039, get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So get on it. Mention Doug when you call 800-793-9039.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best-looking safety-toe and slip-resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip-resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety-toe and slip-resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, here we are, 23 at the hour. This is our spot in the hour for social media input. That is on Twitter and Facebook. We have people sharing with us, but we have things to share with you as well, things that involve stories involving artificial intelligence, social media, trending things. And so one of the things that last week we became very occupied with was the fate of Ed Sheeran and his song from 2014, Thinking Out Loud. Did it or did it not infringe on Marvin Gaye and Ed Townsend? Ed Townsend's Get It, Let's Get It On. Well, we found out he won. That was Friday's subject matter. But then there's a connection that we want to explore. Where do we go from here, kind of, with this sort of thing? Plus, Michael J. Fox comes out regarding some of his dating, the hazy shades of dating back in the 80s. We'll talk about that after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's going on? The aftermath of the verdict on Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud versus Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Okay, so Ed Sheeran is safe. He's okay. But from a musical standpoint, I was thinking about this, Jay, there's another outcome here. The copyright laws that were applied, as expected to be in this case, and then the human composition that is allowed in our country, that is, writers are free to compose as they've been doing for a long, long time. But then, here comes artificial intelligence. The question now is it free, artificial intelligence, to compose? What happens if the AI hears tunes and then writes tunes and performs tunes? Who are you going to sue?
That's a good point.
Right?
Would you sue? Would you sue the creator of that specific AI?
I don't know. Well, I guess it depends. AI can go in any, you know, like you and me, we can go in any direction we want to. So it seems like a dicey...
Well, AI is smart enough, they should know to credit whoever they stole from.
Right. Artificial intelligence number 134578. Give him the credit. All right, Michael J. Fox says he doesn't remember a lot from the 80s. Apparently, I didn't remember that he was much on drugs, but apparently he was. He can't remember dating Susanna Hoffs back in the 80s. Remember her from the Bengals?
The Bengals, yes.
Right.
But he said he dated a lot of people, and when it was brief romances, he just doesn't really remember a lot of them. But I don't know. I feel like when you reach a certain age, do you remember a lot of your past relationships if they weren't significantly long, if they were only maybe like a month here, 2 months
one night stand. You know, it's interesting. After seeing this, I started thinking back to what it was like when I got divorced. I was 29, 30 years old, and what it was like. And I don't remember. I mean, there were some wild times in there. I don't remember the names of a lot of these people, that just kind of over a flash, which is kind of a sad reality, actually. Get right down to it. So it gives us food for thought from Michael. Thank you. 28 after here.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 7 are confirmed dead and nearly a dozen others injured after a driver slammed into a crowd of illegal immigrants yesterday. It happened in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas. Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says some of the bystanders detained the driver.
It wasn't unknown if the driver was just trying to get out of the vehicle or trying to leave the scene. That is something that the detectives are talking to several witnesses about. If he was trying to leave the scene, of course, that would be another charge.
It's unclear at this time if the incident was intentional.
If it is intentional, there's certain laws that we have to follow, and there's certain rules, and more charges will be pending on him. If it is intentional, we're going to try to see maybe we can seek help from the federal government.
The big story this week is Title 42 expiring and the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border under border czar Kamala Harris becomes inundated by a sea of humanity. Today is officially National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Positive thoughts. Good news. A good day way to start today or spend time during the day. Doug Steffen here. Uri Geller will join us. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. He has wanted to discuss that with me and you for a number of weeks, so we'll focus on that. Seems to be the topic of the day, the week, the month. What will we learn from our experience with AI? What will we learn as we move forward based on our experience with social media, scratch social media, with the mechanism for us to be connected, that is computers and iPhones and things like that, iPads. What do we learn by using those? I have found that if I don't get done what I need to get done on these tools in 15 seconds, it leaves me behind. So maybe in a manner of speaking, it's good for your mind, right? Is it good for your mind? Well, we'll find out in a matter of a few moments here. We have on the Good Day download a discussion that is not conclusive yet about Jamie Foxx. So if you listen to our Good Day download every day, kind of a summation of what we're doing on the Good Day radio show, you can find it at Good Day radioshow.com. Obviously, the Good Day Show stuff is available wherever you get your podcasts as well. We have a conversation about Cinco de Mayo, the conversation about Jeffrey Epstein and who's buying his island and how much they're paying for it. It's, listen, a lot of really strange things in this world, Master Jack, and that's one of them. One of the recent downloads has been a focus on the Star Wars Day. It was fun having that, talking about what is what and who's who. One of the things that has been a thread, though, through the last few, actually most of the last week, was Ed Sheeran and his music problems, Kevin Costner's wife filing for divorce, we're still talking about that, and what's going on with the Jamie Foxx. Those have been three things that have been constant and updates every day on the Good Day Radio Show, gooddayshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So here's the story of a four-year-old girl getting a new bear that plays her mother's heartbeat. Her mother was... this is really something... Just think about this for a second. Put your mind off of whatever you're doing and listen to the story. The ending is not great. Young Tennessee girl whose special rainbow teddy bear was a reminder of her mother who had passed away. It was accidentally donated to Goodwill. It was a stuffed animal, a custom Build-A-Bear animal. You've heard us advertise these over the years. The bear played the heartbeat of her mother, which she would take to bed with her, 4 years old, when her mother died. They programmed the bear, and so this little girl would wrap herself around the bear as she went to sleep. The bear came from her grandmother with her mother's heartbeat in it. Some people could say, that's kind of macabre, but no. And then there were things that were picked up around the house, and the bear, unfortunately, ended up in a bag of donations that went to Goodwill. And the family didn't realize it until they went to get the bear, and the bear wasn't there. So this is Knoxville, Tennessee, Goodwill Industries, where they were ready, at the ready when the call came in. They had a volunteer go through all of their bags. As a matter of fact, local radio program there was, they had Build-A-Bear as a sponsor, and so those folks stepped in as well, and they created a new bear for the girl with her mom's heartbeat. So they didn't find the old bear, but they built him a new one, which is very cool. I thought that was kind of a neat story. And the ones, you know, you like to have things, we all like happy endings, right? Isn't that how that works one way or the other? Here's another, this one is amazing. Do you hear the story about this 16-year-old who's been offered $10 million in scholarships? I think the last time we talked about this, he hadn't chosen a school yet. Louisiana high school senior, $10 million in scholarships, 200 colleges. He was trying to figure out where to go, and he announced over the weekend he was going to go to Cornell University. Dennis Barnes revealed that he'd be attending this university. He wanted to go to an Ivy League school and get a degree in computer science. Now, what do you suppose this kid's going to do under the guise of artificial intelligence? He was very humble about it. He said it was an honor and a privilege to be accepted into this school. Good for him. Smart enough to get a Cornell sweatshirt and put it on before he had the announcement before the press. But again, 16-year-old student from a high school in New Orleans. He got all of these colleges and universities vying for him. And so he did a good job of figuring it out on his own. He said, once I looked at all of the schools, I knew where I was going to go. He's going to pursue a career, he thinks, at this point in software development. And apparently Cornell has a good program in that. He loves the city of Ithaca, New York. I almost went to Ithaca College, actually. This kid broke the Guinness World Record for getting all of these offers, scholarship offers. It broke the record of $9 million that had been offered to a student in 2019. So, God love him. Listen, if you can get that out of... You can get somebody, I mean, not the $9 million isn't, he's not going to make money out of it, but he gets his, you know, he gets everything taken care of. What a great way. And he seemed very, he had a lot of gratitude. He was optimistic. Yeah, he says his life is something that he really is focused on, wants to be a good citizen. And so, anyway, good. All right, so Uri's going to talk with us. We do need to talk about artificial intelligence. And Uri, being the motivator that he is, I thought we'd have him come on and just limit our conversation to what he thinks the potential is with artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, let me bring you into the world of Calitrin, if you please. Calitrin has a website. It's called toploss.com. Makes good sense, right? Calitrin is the all-natural way which you take consistently to lose weight and keep it off. And one of the great things about them, I find, is that they offer you the opportunity to hook up with a consultant that will help you through your process. That's one of the major ways Calitrin works. Support. Plus, a product that's all natural. It is a superb way for you to get back to being healthy. A lot of side benefits as well. But the most important thing is that you lose weight safely, naturally. The ingredients in Calitrin cannot be matched. Although, it's, you know, pretty easy. Frankly, they did just the right mix of three different things, collagen protein being the main ingredient. So you can go to toploss.com and see there, click, find out how it works. And then when you do that, go to Top Loss's order page, use the Doug code, and you can take advantage of all of the big, there are a lot of options because they're celebrating the beginning of their 27th year helping people lose weight safely. Toploss.com, check out using Doug, get free shipping and all these great deals. But the best thing about it is that you'll lose the weight and then you keep it off, keeping yourself focused and using Calitrin, again available at toploss.com.
Oh, at Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. I participate in Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your sock slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, 44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with my friend Uri Geller, who's here from his home in Tel Aviv. You know what I didn't celebrate with you last week was National Paranormal Day. The only thing that we know is that we don't know what paranormal means. It's a hard time to understand what the universe is all about because there are all kinds of odd things, great unknowns. People try to use logic or science to figure out things that you've been confronting and working with all your life, Uri, and you don't find it frustrating, right? You just kind of take it.
Well, first of all, this is a new one on me. Is there anything like the Paranormal National Day?
Yeah, it's called National Paranormal Day. It was actually last Friday. So I looked at it and I thought, wow. And most of the conversation about deja vu stuff and whether that's considered paranormal, that sort of thing. So what do you think?
Well, it just shows you what a great psychic I am. I didn't even know about the National Paranormal Day.
You are a great psychic.
Oh, my goodness. The paranormal is right now mainstream. 80% of people in America believe in life after death. 75% believe in Bigfoot. 80% believe in haunted houses and ghosts.
Yeah,
it's incredible. And now aliens and UFOs. I would say that 90% of Americans believe that aliens do exist and UFOs do come. and visit our planet, because it's so much in the mainstream media now. Like every 2 weeks there is something out of the Pentagon, and now because we are all reporters and journalists and photographers, because we all have iPhones, we right. all have mobile phones. So whenever there is something strange in the sky, we immediately film it or we immediately photograph it. Now, many a time, of course, it's not a UFO, but out of, say, 1,000 photographs or 1,000 videos, there is always that small percentage that indeed you have just filmed an alien craft.
Yep.
And especially that you've got the Pentagon releasing those incredible pieces of film where
right.
you hear pilots, and we are talking about American fighter pilots, so hey, you've got to be a super A1 individual to be flying a fighter jet. And
right.
when you hear them screaming, oh my gosh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, that means that there is an object in the sky that we don't know what it is. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know why it came and to do what. What are these crafts? They're definitely not Chinese. And they're not, China
balloons.
Is the biggest
yeah.
kind of. Yeah, they're not, because they're so sophisticated in their movement, in their velocity.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
do not control such sophisticated information to move in such incredible fast movement. From why it's stationary and suddenly it just moves away. There's no such thing on planet Earth. Therefore, it is definitely coming from somewhere.
Someplace.
And we want to know who they are. Why are they here? Are they coming in peace? Are they studying us? Are they abducting people? Doug, I get hundreds of emails a year from abductees, from people who actually swear to me that they've mm-hmm. been abducted by aliens.
A lot of people credit you with a focus on paranormalism. They also look at The X-Files, which was a big TV show for a number of years. Before that, it was The Twilight Zone. I think when you were coming into your own, it was The Twilight Zone that was the benchmark for strange occurrences, right? Don't you think in the late 50s, early 60s? That was all
yes,
about paranormal.
It was Rod Sterling, who
yep.
had a long TV series about aliens, paranormal, the pyramid powers, ancient mm-hmm. Egypt. So, yes, our planet is riddled with mysteries and enigmas, and slowly but surely we're uncovering them. And
what's sad, though, is that we spend so much time fighting with each other, we don't take advantage of some of the things. If we just be open to some of this, who knows what kind of help it could be to all of us if we were just not so
exactly.
concerned about the simple, silly things in
yeah.
life. All right, so
yeah,
much
but
for me.
Before you go, thank you. I always thank you very much for giving a plug to my island, to Lamb Island. And
yeah, yeah.
And you're a citizen.
I am.
People who want to be in my academy, I have an academy. It's on my website. And I love you all. A big hug from my wife, Hannah, and from my brother-in-law, Shippy, to all your listeners.
Uri Geller's Academy and the Lamb Island stuff. Go to urigeller.com. U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R. urigeller.com. I said we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, so save that for next week. All right, Uri and Doug here together on the Good Day program. 10 before the hour. That is true.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
James Bond. I don't know if I could play. I couldn't play that. All right, Chuckers here with a recap of what went on over the weekend in the box office totals and movies at your local theaters. Some of them doing better than others, but that's the way it is. That's what the race is all about. All right, Chucker, we have some announcement that's good about James Bond, a new James Bond movie. Who's the next James Bond, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't know the answer to that question, Doug.
Oh, come on, Chucker.
If I did, you'd have to turn me upside down and shake it out of me. I still wouldn't give it to you.
Really?
This day in movie history, May 8, 1963, the first James Bond movie, Dr. No, was released in theaters. Sean Connery, obviously spawning one of the most successful franchises in the history.
Was it 63? For some reason, thought it was 61. I said that to you the other day, but I was wrong. It's 63.
It could have been 62. My information says 63. One said 62. Yeah. It might be 62. But yeah. Then the next one, which was Goldfinger, really put the franchise on the map. Still one of the best James Bond films ever made and one of the best villains.
Wasn't it? Now, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What I remember in the sequence was Dr. No was first, From Russia with Love was second, Goldfinger was third. Is that right?
You might be right. I'm just doing this off the top of my head.
All right, okay. All right.
But I remember as a kid watching on television that probably the first James Bond film I was exposed to had to be Goldfinger.
Would have been on the ABC Sunday Night Movies. That's what they did.
Probably.
They would pay millions of dollars to be the first to air on at that time in the 60s, the networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, would have movie nights. And they'd fight with each other, and that would obviously cause the cost to go up. They would bid on the movies.
Memory. I remember the ABC Sunday Night Movie, when they teased what was going to be on the Sunday Night ABC Sunday Night Movie for fall, Like, I remember when they teased the Poseidon Adventure being on that. I was so excited.
Exciting about that. Exactly. Yeah.
Very much so. And I got one other thing before we bounce in the box office totals.
Yes.
A birthday of interest, he passed in 2017, but born this day, 1926, Don Rickles was born. And I was thinking when I saw that birthday, would Don Rickles even have a career if he was
today,
born?
Politically correct.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he'd do stand-up, but it'd be obscure. He never would have got the national stage.
He was able to mix foolishness.
He would protest.
He was so foolish. He was so silly. And it worked. He was just around at the right moment, and Johnny Carson helped to push him in his career. So
I love how Scorsese gave him the part in Casino. I thought he was awesome in that movie.
Yeah. All right, so how'd Guardians of the Galaxy do?
I mean, it did well. Solid. It came in number one, no surprise. $114 million in business. It beat expectations, which was tracking around $110. Now, here's the thing. If you go back, I don't know, 6-7 months when Doctor Strange 2 opened, that opened to a $180 million opening. That's a big Marvel movie. So the thing is, the reviews are good. I mean, the exit poll's really good. I saw a lot of the film. I didn't see the whole thing because we booked it, but I was in and out. I like what I saw. It's not about the quality. It's about, it just feels like we've been exhausted with so many superhero movies that
these MCU
movies are now opening lower. And lower, despite the fact if whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, meaning that the public is starting to tire, and they want diverse product in the market.
Let's go back to some of the action flicks, James Bond type. And wait and see what Indiana Jones comes out later this month, right? What that does?
That's out in Flash
Memorial Day.
I'm not sure quite. I don't remember the release date. Next couple months it comes out. But those, obviously, The Flash is the superhero movie, but I know that's going to do really well. And then Indiana Jones, Mission Impossible 7, that's going to be another really big tentpole film. But the question is, what are the sleepers? We live in a generation, Doug. There's no sleepers. There's no Crocodile Dundees. There's no Ghosts. Yeah. It's just basically sequelitis and big popcorn.
The same old. All right.
And that stuff.
Chugger, 59, actually 58 past the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.